Now, the first Red Sea tracking poll of the autumn for the Sunday Business Post had some good news for the coalition parties, mainly at the expense of independents and smaller parties. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Business Post, is with me. Pat, Fine Gael on a very solid 28%. That's up 3 points, I think, since your last one. Labour doing slightly better than holding their own, up 1 to 8. Fianna Fáil, becalmed. That's a phrase we use about them a lot, I suppose, 18%. Sinn Féin, very respectably on 23. Independents down, I think, 5 to 23 now. Taking it all together, and there's some other elements that you've got in that poll about whether people feel the government is doing the right thing and taking the country in the right direction.
Yeah, and funnily enough, I think it's the it's those other elements that contain the most important information and the most striking messages of the poll. I mean, we can sometimes over-fixate, I think, on, you know, who's up a point or who's down a point in any given month. But the broader trends are more important, and what drives those those broader trends. And we know that for incumbent governments, nothing is more important than a sense among voters that things are moving in the right direction, that they see the economy being managed properly by incumbent governments. And that's a law of politics that extends far beyond Ireland. Bill Clinton famously said, "It's the economy, stupid." And that kind of Clinton's first law of economics and politics still underpins many of the fortunes of governments in Western democracies like ours. And so yesterday, while we see, you know, Fine Gael went up a couple of points, Labour went up a point, that in itself isn't all that unusual after a long parliamentary recess. You know, when the Dáil isn't sitting, it tends to starve opposition parties of what Mrs. Thatcher called the oxygen of publicity. So that in itself, I think, is perhaps less significant than the other trends in public opinion which we see yesterday. And I thought there was three particularly striking indicators. There's the fact that almost 6 out of 10 voters now say, oh, you know, that they believe that the government's austerity policies were necessary. Now, if you ask them that, you know, a year or two ago, they might have given a different answer. But I think that is indicative of a broader, more positive trend. 60% of people also now think that the country is generally on the right track. And that's that sort of big, broad meta indicator that tends to underpin future political movements.
And there was a third one you said there, the other,
yeah,
big strand?
The other one that we saw yesterday was 40% of people say they now trust Fine Gael Labour coalition to manage the public finances. And while that is still a minority of voters, it's a significant improvement from when we last asked that question.
What about what the poll tells you, or tells the readers of your paper, the Business Post, about what priorities the people want this government to have now, as it has that little bit extra leeway in public spending? Do people want, are they giving priority to, for instance, tax cuts, or attacking the, or removing the universal social charge, or what about the provision of public services?
Yeah, and this was, I thought, quite a pointed finding in the poll. We asked, you know, or we asked people their level of agreement and disagreement with certain statements, and one was that the government should use any additional resources on funding public services, not on cutting taxes. And almost 2/3 of voters agreed with that. That is to say, they prefer investment in funding public services rather than cutting taxes. Now, you talk to politicians and they would say that's all very well, but they won't object if you cut their taxes as well. And that is something tangible that voters see, whereas investment in public services, tends to be something they have difficulty in realising in their own lives. So, that qualification, I think, is to be added to that. But certainly it's interesting, given the great focus on cutting taxes that we've heard from the government in the run-up to the budget.
So, Pat, as they start to work now much more intensively on that budget, I think it's four weeks from tomorrow.
It's the 14th of October. Yeah.
And they're starting to focus on it. We heard Joan Burton on Morning Ireland earlier talk in some detail, and she was chatting to the Irish Times as well about this scheme that's emerging about a €30 a week support per child for parents returning to work. work. And we'd like to see a lot of those kind of measures.
Yeah, we'll certainly probably see a few more kites about them flown over the coming weeks. And I think there's a certain danger for the coalition.
That one, though, looks like more than a kite.
Yeah, no, I mean, that looks like, I mean, she said specifically that she had the agreement of her partners in government about it. It would be a pretty remarkable kite to be flying without the approval of Fine Gael. But certainly, you know, we've had this promising on tax cuts all summer, really. And, you know, talk to government people and they'll talk about the need to give something back to voters. And there is a danger, I think, there for them that they hype up expectations so that they end up with what, after recent budgets, we regard as a pretty easy budget, but because expectations have been so heightened by the pre-budget publicity that they end up pleasing no one, and that is a political danger for them.
Yeah, and you highlighted a few things in the paper yesterday that were causing trouble for the government in the first half of this year. For instance, the Irish water controversy, pylons, the health controversies, the long drawn out Garda and justice scandals. In fact, that's revisiting us now. But perhaps most damagingly of all, constant coalition division and infighting. Do you have a sense with the new arrangement now, a new tarnished, a new cabinet put together since July, that the infighting may be coming to an end?
I think there are very conscious efforts to minimise it, certainly. And, you know, the pre-budget period in the history of this coalition has been extremely fraught, we now know, although much of it was conducted behind the scenes. But I think that probably nothing is more important for this government. If you accept that we have a recovering economy and the political possibilities that opens up them, probably nothing is more important than maintaining unity and maintaining a sort of an obvious unity of purpose amongst the two government parties. We know, given, you know, what the findings in yesterday's poll and in other polls recently about, you know, people's view of austerity, that it was necessary in some shape or form. I think the only conclusion you can come to about from the government's nosedive in political support for both parties in the first half of this year was that, not that it was caused by austerity, although that's what an awful lot of people seem to think, but that it was more caused by the sense of drift and the sort of omni-shambles that marked the government.
Yeah, interesting though that that they're talking about trying to get on better together in view of the fact that I think the change of leadership in Labour resulted from people wanting to get in their faces a bit more. In other words, the Labour identity would be maybe presented in starker terms. But just two other points, Pat. The strong showing of Sinn Féin, and I mean, they're now up, as I say, in the mid-20s, 24%, 23%, I should say, Fianna Fáil on 18. What about those two parties?
I think one important point to make about that, it's certainly the case that Sinn Féin are the party that have benefited most from public antipathy towards austerity. And if there is to be although that antipathy may be not as widespread as many people previously thought, there are obviously, austerity is not going to be popular, however that people may think it is necessary, and many people think it is unfair. And Sinn Féin have kind of cornered the market, I think, in netting political dividends from public reaction to austerity. However, and that I think is likely to continue, because however that there is a recovery, it won't be a recovery that everybody feels evenly. So there will be many people who see the benefits of recovery and many people who don't. And among those people who don't, I think there is a possibility for Sinn Féin to grow their support. However, we saw at the May elections, the local and European elections, that two very clear things. Sinn Féin underperformed their opinion poll support levels, and Fianna Fáil overperformed. The other way around, sorry. Sinn Féin did worse than their opinion
Fianna Fáil, I think, got 25% in the locals.
And Fianna Fáil did better. And I think, you know, you can't dismiss that while looking at these polls. It's something that pollsters and ourselves have to figure out. But that fact of how polls relate to elections is certainly there.
Interesting times, particularly that as there are two by-elections even earlier than the budget. Pat, no doubt we'll be talking to you again about that. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Sunday Business Post, thanks for coming to studio. We'll be talking to a newly retired High Court Judge, Barry White, after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.